Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. That's Psalm 33, 4 through 5. And as I always like to say at the beginning, before I quote the scripture, take God's word for it. Last week, Valentine's Day arrived. Its theme of love, particularly romantic love, ignites flashbacks of various kinds for various people. And I think I know what, I know you all relate to having just a wide variety of emotions with different holidays. For some, Valentine's Day was a time of celebration of what God has joined together. For others, it was a time, well, full of reminders that someone special no longer hugs, no longer calls, no longer laughs with you, no longer lives. Or it caused some reflection for singles who still yearn for someone. Now, there are plenty of people who have a great Valentine's Day, whether they have someone special or not. And yet, there are those who have just quite a hard time near Valentine's Day. So what was your Valentine's Day like? Did you miss someone that used to be with you as a spouse? Or did someone leave you and deceive you? Good news. Here is really good news. No hurting heart exceeds God's ability to heal. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Today, let's focus on how the very character of God exceeds all our heart's needs. He never dies, he never leaves, he never deceives. Let's thank God for being faithful and loving without fail. As we continue our series on focusing on different characteristics of God, on his character traits, we just can thank God for being God. This week we focus on thanking God for being faithful and loving. So if your heart hurt on Valentine's Day, if it hurts every single day, because someone was faithless and unloving towards you, or because they passed away, I am thrilled to tell you that God can fill your heart, your hurting heart, with his faithfulness and love through his Holy Spirit. So, do you know Jesus one-on-one? That's how you experience having the Holy Spirit in your inside of you. So let the Lord fill that hurting heart of yours. Repent and turn to him and stop turning away and, you know, trying to rely on other ways to distract you from your pain. Instead, let's turn to the Lord. And let's thank God that the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Yes, that was the scripture from earlier, but boy, oh boy, it's worth repeating, isn't it? Now let's pray and thank God that he can fill our hearts with hope, healing, love, for he is faithful. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and glorify you and worship you. You are so beyond our highest praise. We can't even articulate how grateful we are that you never change, that you are faithful and loving and true, and that we can take your word for it. Today, Lord, I just pray especially for those with hurting hearts. So many people act in ways that you never wanted them to act, and it hurts. It hurts a lot. And then there's always the fact when we miss somebody because they passed away, and And Lord, we know that you're acquainted with grief and that you relate to us, that you, Jesus, have been through things and you know what it's like to have people hurt and go away, etc. So, Lord, I just pray that you would just really minister to hearts right now. We just open our hearts to you. Lord Jesus, come in. We repent. We repent from sin and welcome you in our hearts and lives afresh, and possibly for some right now, the first time. We just are so open to you now, Lord. Just please heal and help every hurting heart that's praying with me right now. We love you, Lord. Thanks again for being who you are. Thank you for being faithful and loving. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week, let's realize that God's Valentine for us occurred on the cross. Then share John 3:16 with somebody, be it on Facebook or on a card for a loved one. Let's tell the world about Jesus, because he really does exceed all our hearts' needs. Till next week, have a bright, blessed time with the Lord every day, and feel free to join us at prayingpals.org or on Facebook, and enjoy church today, and enjoy every day with Jesus.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.